It. There we go. All right, we'll go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District for April 22nd, 2024. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. We will go around everybody on the call, if you wouldn't mind, stating your name and then your affiliation with the district.
Stephanie Nast, Board Secretary.
Rep Boren, Board Treasurer, I believe. Is that right, Matt?
Is
Yes.
correct.
Yeah, Treasurer and Vice Chair.
Is Brennan Brown from DA Davidson, Underwriter to the District.
Damon Georgelis on behalf of the developer.
I'll go next. Matt Entz, and I'm here with Jennifer Gowans from Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Kara Carr, also with DA Davidson.
Daly with Gilmore and Bell on council.
Aaron Wade, also with Gilmore Bell.
All right, that looks like we've covered everybody. We'll go on. Consent agenda is the board minutes. Stephanie and Brett, have you had a chance to review those?
From the previous meeting, I believe so. I believe they've been signed and sent back.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve those?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from, yeah, I don't have the date. I'm sorry.
March
March
6th.
6th. March 6th.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 Perfect. That's unanimous. Let me make a note back on the call to order that Patrick Manning, our board chair, is excused. He had a previous engagement. So let's go to item D, which is our action items. We have two resolutions. So, Aaron, if you're okay, I'm going to have you walk us through the two resolutions. 2024-4 is the sale of the junior bonds. Do you want to walk through it, Aaron?
So in front of you is, like was mentioned, resolution 2022, sorry, 2024-04, and this would authorize the sale of not to exceed $30 million of junior lien limited tax bonds. So these would be subordinate to both your 2021 senior and subordinate bonds, and be a, a third position. Third position bond there. And so the maximum amount there was is $30 million. And what this document does is approves the issuance of the bonds as well as the parameters for those bonds. So the maximum amounts for those bonds. And I apologize, I actually just closed that window out, but I believe that the parameters on the bonds are not to exceed 31 years of their issuance, but with a maximum of 40-year runway for the tax, a pledge of 10 mils for those bonds, and maximum interest rate of 12%, maximum sales price or not less than 95%, or a 5% discount on those. So that's what's being contemplated. It also approves forms of the indenture for those bonds, the bond purchase agreement, and a placement agent agreement that have all been circulated and provided ahead of this meeting. The other thing that's approved by that resolution is it would approve amendments to your 2021 senior and subordinate indentures. And the purpose of that is that in order to pledge 10 mils to the 2024 bonds, we would also have to pledge 10 mils to the senior and subordinate bonds from 2021. So it's an amendment to facilitate that. I'll just note for the record and for the board that you can amend those indentures without consent of the bondholders to subject the indentures to more revenues than were previous. So that's what we're doing. We're increasing the revenues, so we're okay to make that amendment without seeking anyone's consent. So they're getting more, not less. The other thing that we will need here is to publish a notice of bonds, and we're just waiting for the last few details so that we can work with Snow Jensen to get that published. We're just waiting on a estimated repayment of these bonds, as well as the current outstanding amount of your 2021 bonds. So once we get that filled in, we can go ahead and move with the notice. The other thing that we need to do here is set the date for a public hearing about the issuance of the bonds. And this is a statutory requirement for all cities, all types of districts, that we do this. So it's something we just have to do, but we need to pick a date for that that is not sooner than 14 days after we publish notice. And so just while we wait for those items to get filled in the next couple of days, I would suggest that we don't set the hearing date any earlier than the 9th of May. And so I'm, open to whatever the board's availability is for that, but we will need to set that so we can plug that into the notice.
I don't have any questions. So in when we do this, do we need to also set the date when we're, or is that something after we approve this resolution that we do?
I was thinking we could approve it. We could do it now, but we could also approve it subject to just finding a date and time that works and then plug that in. So either is okay. But if you guys knew that you were available on a, on a given date, then we would we could proceed with that. So say like the 9th or the 10th, 13th, 14th. If we knew one of those works, we can plug that in, or we can just place it, approve it, and subject to the final calendar of that hearing.
That's a Thursday. Stephanie, does that work for you, the 9th?
Yes, sir.
Well, then I think we could just make a motion, and in the motion we could set the date as the 9th. Does that work?
Yeah, that works. What time works for people? Just because we also have to plug in the date and the time into that notice.
We're fairly flexible that day, so whatever works for you guys should work for us.
Yeah, and I'll make myself available for whatever works for you, Brett.
Why don't we just do, so that's a Thursday. Let's just do 9:30 in case. Does 9:30 in the morning work for everybody?
I think we're okay on our end, so.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll be able to have somebody here on our end as well. 9:30 a.m. on May 9th.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, we'll plug that in, and we will make sure we get this posted by Wednesday so we can hit that date.
Okay, so can I make a motion then?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the proposed resolution 2024-04, a resolution of the Board of the District authorizing the issuance and sale of Junior Lane Limited Tax General Obligation Bonds. And we'll set the date. What's the name of that date again?
With the public hearing on the bonds.
With a public hearing on the bonds on May 9th at 9:30 a.m.
Great.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Great, thank you. That's unanimous. All right, item 2 is the amended authorizing resolution. Adam just sent around some updates, minor updates. So Aaron, I'm gonna let you walk through this one as well.
Okay, thank you. So as the board is aware, state law changed during the course of this deal to allow for 30-year bonds. And so we adopted an amendment to your assessment ordinance and your designation resolution permitting 30-year bonds. But this is just to tie up the loose end on your parameters. We realized that the parameters still showed 20. So we needed to also approve that resolution, modify that resolution to match 30 years so that you can have that 30-year term on your bonds. So this resolution approves amended parameters, only changing the 20 years to 30 years. And then it ratifies the publication of a notice of bonds that was published I want to say it was the 8th or 9th of this month. So it ratifies that publication, which has previously happened, which started a 30-day contest period there. So that's what's in front of you. Please let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, you can go ahead with the motion.
So Brett and Stephanie, this resolution is number 2024-05.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2024-05, amending certain parameters, basically changing it from a 20-year amortization schedule to a 30-year amortization schedule. Does that work?
Yeah, as long as you covered the resolution number.
Yeah.
Okay. I second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great, that's unanimous. I don't show any other items. Brett, Stephanie, you have anything for us?
I do not, no, sir.
I don't.
Okay. If you want to make a motion to adjourn, we can wrap it up.
Go ahead, Steph.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Stephanie and Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, appreciate everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.